think your presentation on direct air capture was quite interesting, and we haven't heard so much about real projects on this. I assume that the technology would use the same injection and storage facilities as traditional CCS projects, so it would make sense to combine that with direct air capture. So my question is more, how far has this new technology been developed to be realized in the field? Thank you.
So the most